Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love. Seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub. Today, I am recording this in the very early hours of the morning. I have just had my breakfast. I'm quite literally just now drinking my morning coffee, but I felt really called to sit down and record this episode. Just for the context, usually I do this a bit later in the day when, you know, I'm just a bit more awake, maybe my thoughts flow more easily. But today I have quite a busy day planned and I really just wanted to sit down and tell you everything that's on my mind, okay? And the topic is not going to be something extremely new. In fact, I do talk about this quite a lot time and time again because I feel like it is very important. And it's also the kind of thing that sometimes is just good to hear repeatedly. Plus, as I'm talking about it, I also inspire myself. Okay, so I want to use this opportunity, especially in this busy morning, to really inspire myself as well as inspire you. And what I want to talk about is the importance of showing up for your business and really importance of having that as part of your business venture. Because especially in digital product world, there is like this common promise that is sold online in the online space that creating and selling digital products is easy, right? If working one-on-one with clients can often feel draining, it can take a lot of your time, then selling digital product, that is the path to easily scale your business. And of course, from the business standpoint, there are many pros and cons, but if you look just at the bare bones of it all, yes, selling digital products can be a lot simpler, right? But at the same time, I definitely feel like there's a lot of misconception about the actual work that goes into getting there. And especially, I'm not even talking about the actual product creation part. I'm talking about selling, showing up, being present, and actually being out in the online space. Because this really is what many creators get wrong time and time again. I have worked with clients who come to me and, you know, they have amazing products, they have amazing offers, they seem to have done all the right things, but they come to me and they say that they're not making any sales. And then, for example, at the end of the day, we go to their Instagram, they're not really posting anything, they have shared some carousel posts, you know, over the past few years, but they're not really actively doing their stories, they're not doing reels, they're not on any other social media, they're not really venturing out in other spaces. They don't really have any email marketing going out. And at the end of the day, they have done everything right, but then they kind of enter the expectation period where they feel like now they deserve to have those clients and now they just wait. And of course, we all know that you have to market your business, you have to talk about your offers and so on. But I want to really talk about the extent to which you really should be doing that, especially but not only in the early days. If you don't have an active audience just yet, if you are growing your following, if you are growing your mailing list, it's important that you do keep repeatedly showing up. And if you're listening to this and thinking like, oh, you know, you kind of want to skip it, you literally just want to skip it, I would say the only actual long-term scalable way to skip it would be with ads. But in that case, we're again talking about a different investment, which then would be the monetary investment versus your time investment, right? And at the same time, I also have to say that I believe in establishing organic traffic and establishing organic connection with your audience, actually showing up yourself without the paid ads before you go into ads. So if ultimately your goal would be to not show up as much and you do want to, you're ready to invest in ads, then still, I would definitely consider laying that groundwork first, making sure that you have that organic connection with your audience, and then go from there. But before we go any further, let me just tell you like a real story of my own last few months. I have mentioned several times that I kind of took a step away from my business, and in the early days when I did that, I was actually surprised, which maybe shouldn't be so surprising because I've been in business for a decade. I know that I have set systems for those systems to work for me, even if I'm not present. But ultimately, I was surprised that the numbers in my business didn't change all that much. Like, I kept making the same amount of sales, I kept attracting the same amount of clients, even though I literally just stopped sending out emails and I stopped showing up on Instagram. But what is something that I didn't really notice at the time? So this pause, I honestly don't even know when exactly it started, but I would say since December, for like 3 or 4 months, I was barely doing anything. And the thing is that within the first month, everything was still going the same because the work that I have done up until then was kind of working for it, right? I still had things like pins that were pinned. I still had recent reels that were still going out and being shown for new audiences. There were some active email sequences that people were in and they were like in some phase of like going through all of that. So even though I left my business that first month, nothing really much changed. Like if I would do a real deep dive in the actual numbers, yes, maybe the numbers were slightly lower, but I didn't particularly feel the difference in my sales and in my overall income. However, what I didn't notice, and maybe what I kind of ignored to be fair, I got really comfortable with not doing anything. I really just got comfortable with not showing up on Instagram, not growing my account, not sending out emails. I started to think that maybe all of this kind of extra work that I have been doing, that it wasn't really for nothing, but I was just making myself busy. Maybe it was the busy work that I have added to my calendar just because it felt like I have to do it, when in reality, it doesn't really make that much of a difference for my business at this stage. But as the time went on, there definitely was a difference, and I started to feel the difference. I started to feel like my business, which totally makes sense if we think about it, my business started becoming more and more isolated, right? And even though some things and some sales and some people still came through, with each next passing month, there were fewer sales. I didn't feel as connected with my business. And it was like I had built all of this thing and it's there, but I'm here, right? I don't know if it like makes any sense, but I just didn't feel as connected with what I had built and what I had loved for like the past decade. And over that time, I also started considering maybe stepping away from this business altogether, maybe shifting direction, many different ways to go. And now in March, I actually started getting back to posting. And this also wasn't something that was specifically inspired by anything, but there just came a moment when I was like, okay, you know, I feel like I'm ready. I kind of miss this space. I want to see what will happen if I actually go back into posting mode, into writing mode, into that creative mode. If I kind of push myself to be back into those things that I used to do regularly before. And I have to say, first of all, the amount of inspiration that I got by doing the thing, and this has always been true. When I actually do the thing, when I sometimes force myself to do something, when I start to create a new project, when I start to work on a new idea, initially, it might feel very hard because there's just so much to do. But then when you get into that zone, the inspiration naturally just starts flowing. Like your creative juices are working, right? And that is exactly what I felt in that moment when I restarted showing up. At first, my plan, especially talking, let's say, about Instagram, right? My first plan, I had several videos, like quite many videos that I had done before, but I had never published. My plan was to literally just get them all done and put them out there. But the more I was doing that, the more I was actually working with my videos, I was watching them and I was thinking, oh my God, I really miss making these videos. Like, I have so much to say. I have so much experience. I have so much to share. I really just miss making those videos. And as I was editing and preparing my older videos, I started making new ones. Along with that, I decided to create the AI prompt library, which is my new offer. And I haven't launched offer in like a year. And this one felt just so natural. And I had such a strong calling and such a strong pull to actually make it happen. It wasn't forced in terms of like, you have to do this. Like, you know, I have to make a product. I have to do something. But it really felt natural and it really felt like something I'm just excited to create. And ultimately what this whole story is about, that right now I rarely checked my analytics and my stats in general. Honestly, I don't care about these numbers as much. I do care about my revenue and my income at the end of the day, but I don't care about like how many people like my reels. But right now, yesterday, just out of curiosity, I wanted to see what was the difference of people checking my profile, people checking my website, compared February, March, and now half of April. I'm recording this on 14th of April, it's gonna come out later, but by now it's been only half of April. The difference in those numbers, it literally shook me, even though I know, you know, this is not my first rodeo. I know that this is exact what would be expected. But just to give you an idea. So in February, when my account was in a stale mode, nothing was happening there. I wasn't logging in. I wasn't posting anything. I had some views coming in here and there. You know, there were a few hundred probably from like older reels. Honestly, I didn't look into it that much. Now in March, I started scheduling some of those reels that I had prepared before. But I didn't have a rhyme or reason. I was literally just scheduling like one reel per week just to start getting out there. Now, February compared to March, the numbers doubled, which makes complete sense because February I wasn't doing anything. And in March, now every new reel has a chance to reach new audience, right? Now, it's been half of April and compared to March, where it was like kind of already in a good place, now those numbers have almost tenfolded from what it was in March. And honestly, I have to say, first of all, like in April, I have started not only posting my older content, I have started creating new content. I still don't do stories. I don't know why I don't feel like I want to do stories at this stage. I just don't feel like it, honestly. I know that I should, I know that I could, but for me, it's just not the priority. But anyhow, I started also kind of cleaning out my account and reconnecting with some of the accounts that I do follow. I started connecting with new accounts to also just gain traction in my space. And the numbers literally just speak for themselves. And now the whole reason why I'm telling you all of this, my main inspiration for this podcast episode was to remind you that you probably are not showing up for your offers enough, okay? You probably think that you're doing everything you should be doing, but in reality, you probably are not showing up for your offers enough. And while there are many creators who try to find workarounds to show up on Instagram less, or they just don't care about social media, or they're focusing on email marketing, or maybe you are on TikTok but you're not on Instagram, or vice versa. The thing is that you have the potential, like social media, this is such a big thing. Social media is free marketing for anyone. And yes, it takes time. But if you build that habit, if you build a system that works for you, if you set like 2 or 3 days per month to record videos that can later be posted and reposted over this time, that can gain your business so much traction. It can be hard to learn. It can be hard to get started, especially if you don't feel as good in front of the camera, or maybe you're fine with that, but then you don't really like the editing, or whatever is the case. Learn to do the thing. It can make a major difference in your business, okay? And the more you do it, the easier it gets. I was once in that same position where, oh my God, now that I look back at those videos, I don't know how I ever published all of that. But I I was starting the same way. First of all, at the time, I wasn't speaking English much in my day-to-day life. So I met my husband in 2019 and we speak English at home. So that is one of those things where I really immersed myself in doing everything in English. Up until then, I knew English and I spoke English and I was working in English, but I didn't like feel as confident because it wasn't like my daily language. As of now, for the past 7 years, it has been my daily language, so my confidence in it definitely has grown. Plus, I do a lot of videos, I do a lot of content, but back then, I wasn't in that position. I was still just getting started, still just finding my words. There were so many things that I was saying wrong, and I knew that at the time as well, but I also knew that unless I'm gonna sit down and do those videos, nothing is gonna get better. And honestly, at the time, I believed that practice will make perfect. But even up until today, it's still hard to believe. I don't think back then in 2019, you could have convinced me that I would get to the stage that I am today. I knew it will get better, but today it just feels so easy. I don't have any issues with video content recording at all, but at the same time, I have done probably, who knows how many videos, a lot of videos, right? My point with all of this is, no matter what is your excuse, you don't have the time, you don't have the right this or that or whatever, show up on Instagram, show up for your mailing list, it makes a difference. Because again, if we look purely at the numbers, okay, today I woke up to 3 sales and I haven't had that feeling in a while because again, I just wasn't showing up for my business. My business was not seen by new people. But today I woke up to 3 new sales and I knew that it's just because I restarted showing up. I restarted all of these systems that I already had in place before, but I decided to like come back to them, actually invest my time in them again. And they paid off like within the first week of me doing that. And I know that it's just gonna keep going because if we look purely at the numbers, just the people who have clicked on my website, who have found me. And I think this is also an important thing to note, especially about Instagram, that it's not so much about if you, for example, create a reel and reel has like 2 likes and 100 views or 50 views, whatever. If you do that, you feel down because, you know, the views are not that great and the numbers are not that high and it feels like there's like no point to that. But at the same time, that one reel may have attracted your next big client. That exact one reel may have convinced one of your next students to actually make that purchase. They don't have to like, they don't have to comment, they don't even have to watch the whole thing, right? Sometimes it's just the fact that they saw you on their feed that helped them to gain the confidence, helped them to be like, yes, this is what I need. And that's how you made the sale. So if you're still in any doubt that you have to be on Instagram, that you have to show up for your business, you have to. And you should do that a lot more than you think. You should do that to a lot bigger capacity than you might be doing it right now. And if anything, I would suggest you to kind of give yourself some kind of a challenge where for, let's say, 30 days, you will be showing up every single day. And just see how it pays off. It doesn't mean that you will now have to be showing up every single day from here on, okay? I'm not posting daily either, but I know that if I would be posting daily, if I would be posting, you know, 3 times a day, all of that is a chance to reach only a bigger audience. And of course, it would take a lot of time. I can't dismiss that. But at the end of the day, it can be so much worth it. Now, that will be it for this episode. Honestly, I'm so excited I recorded this. It was an important message for me to share because I know many people are struggling with it. And I hope that this will inspire you to show up more and definitely connect with me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. I'm always happy to hear from you. If you have any comments or questions, I'm always happy to chat all about that as well. For now, that will be it for this episode, and I hope to see you in the next one.